Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, Payne and Pendergast. Back top of the hour, we will get to the biggest topic that I wanted to hear from Nick Caserio on. We'll get to it at the top of the hour. So the draft is the first night of the draft is 6 days from today. So this time next week, we're going to be coming in knowing exactly what all the teams did in the first round, which quarterbacks went where, and there's expected to be a ton of quarterbacks going at the top of this draft, including Jaden Daniels of Washington. Now, Washington did a strange thing this week. I think it was yesterday or the day before, but they had four of the quarterbacks in this draft, Jaden Daniels being one of them. I think Drake May, Bo Nix, and Michael Penix. I forget which four. It's not really that important other than Jaden Daniels for purposes of this conversation. But they had four quarterbacks in. Mike Florio and Chris Sims on the Pro Football Talk show talked about this, and Florio was really, as we were, Seth and I were earlier this week, kind of scratching our heads. You're bringing quarterbacks in for a visit. Why are you bringing four guys in at the exact same time?
It seems dysfunctional to me on the surface to do that. And I know that somebody reported that Adam Peters, they did that in San Francisco. I mean, I feel like this is just, well, the owner's available this day and he wants to meet with all these guys, so this is the day we want them all to be here. Why would you dilute your ability to get maximum time and just an opportunity to evaluate? You're trying to evaluate four guys at once because the glass half full story is, well, you want to see how they interact with each other. But you're trying to keep track of these four different guys. Like, why would you not? You've got 30 of these visits you can do. Why would you not bring them in one at a time and have maximum opportunity to get to know them individually?
Seth, are you team Florio on this approach?
I think I'm team Florio. The biggest thing, I don't know if it's for the same reasons or not, but the way he framed it right there, if they are indeed doing it to see how they interact with each other, which I don't know if that's so clear cut, but like, okay, in preparation for what? Like what? Like why? Like what bearing or relevance does it have how these guys get along with their competition leading into the draft? Yes. I guess just out of my hope and desire that NFL teams aren't this incompetent, that it really is for the reason they stated that, okay, the owner wants to meet them, this is the amount of time that they can, this is the time that they could all do it together. I don't feel like how Jaden Daniels interacts with Caleb Williams probably has any damn relevance on playing football in the NFL.
Yeah.
Like of all the various things, this is as dumb as when the Eagles were doing rock, paper, scissors not too long ago as a way to evaluate guys'
this
competitiveness.
Head coach, yeah. With this head coach. So, yeah, and Sims, we don't have the audio, but Sims actually echoed that, like right after that Florio audio we heard. Sims like, when are these four guys ever going to be in the same building with each other after they're drafted? Like, who cares?
I mean, I'm like saying, like, well, okay, well, we're going to draft Malik Nabers, but I haven't seen him cook an omelet.
Maybe those.
Let's be sure we have him cook an omelet because we just need to know how he's going to cook an omelet before he comes to play quarterback with
us. Maybe it's like Survivor though, Seth. Maybe like they put them all like in a room together and they see which one turns into the alpha in there. Like which one becomes Q in this whole thing,
right?
You know?
But again, that has zero to do with it. Like, there's one thing about human beings, Sean. It's they don't act consistently across different scenarios.
Yeah,
a lot of there's a tendency to think that like, oh, this person who's just like everything you're looking for in this one scenario is going to be the exact same guy in a different. No, the people are very much affected by their environments, and like at no point will any of these guys have three other potential first round picks that they need to interact with for 3 hours in a certain capacity.
I'm disgusted with myself for even trying to come up with a scenario. No, you're right.
Oh, you can talk yourself into all kinds of their ability to set aside their ego, their ability to get along well with others, all that stuff. Sure. It's way overthinking if that's what why they're doing it.
Oh,
I think
for
it probably it matters more just for the sake of the owner getting to meet everybody.
Texter says you bring all four in to see who the alpha is for sure. Well, that's what I'd be interested in. Like which one kind of like you know some challenges.
Again, like the alpha can change from situation to situation.
Yeah.
And all the other problem too is that 97% of people who talk about alpha males have the complete wrong idea of what an alpha male is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like for the First and foremost, most of like the best alphas I've ever known are barely aware of the concept of an alpha male.
Yeah,
they're just really good with people.
Yeah,
and
just being
like,
themselves,
and also showing like they care about others, which also creates loyalty from those other people.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not hardwired into like needing to win every single competition, no matter what or whatever.
Yeah, they're not reading
it's
a manual.
It's an artificial environment.
They're not reading a manual on how to be an alpha. like it's
And this is an artificial environment. If you're trying to decide who's going to be the best alpha. When it comes to, because the hardest thing about being a quarterback, first and foremost, is be a good quarterback, and then you'll have credibility as a leader.
Fair. So what do you make then of Jaden Daniels, who was one of these four quarterbacks that was in Washington? By the way, an environment that, a team that reportedly Jaden Daniels had not felt like his initial meetings went well with, if you remember that.
Yeah.
Remember there was a, I forget, it was Cowherd was saying, hey, I hear that Washington is all in on Jaden Daniels. And then these other stories come out like Jaden Daniels felt like his meetings didn't go well and he wants to be a Patriot. We've heard it's lying season. That said, Jaden Daniels' agent is Ron Butler. That is a fact. Ron Butler retweeted the Florio Sims exchange that we just played with a hand on chin emoji. So it's Florio and Sims saying that Washington's process is broken, basically, with these quarterbacks. And the agent for one of those four quarterbacks gives the emoji. So what do you make of that, Seth?
I don't know, man. I don't want my agent cryptically tweeting.
Shouldn't say anything, right?
Can we stop cryptically tweeting about things?
They can't.
The problem is that, I don't know, man. People, when they cryptically tweet, they fall generally into two categories, I think. One is when they think they're being so mysterious that nobody will think like realize what they're up to. Or the other side is when they think it's way more obvious than what they actually think. Like he might think he's saying that. I could see him tweeting that out and being like, I'm skeptical of Florio and Sims' take here. Like, yeah, don't worry. Washington knows what they're doing. But it could also be, the problem is, he might think that, but a lot of people are going to look at that and interpret it as like, these guys have a point here.
Yeah.
It's kind of sketchy.
Yeah, I think like if you're the agent, you have to ask yourself, what's the end game with me putting like what do I have to what does my client stand to benefit from me tweeting this?
Is this more about me or about my client?
Yeah,
This feels like it's a little bit more about the agent than the client.
Unless it feels that way. Unless you're to believe the rumors like that Jaden Daniels isn't really feeling Washington and maybe this is the agent's way of trying to quasi-Eli the thing a little bit, you know?
Yeah, or maybe he already feels like he knows they're out or something, and he wants to be sure other teams know that his client. Okay.
Yeah, maybe.
So the cryptic tweeting might serve a purpose.
It could.
All right.
It could.
I like Jay. I like Are you a Drake May guy or a Jaden Daniels?
Jaden Daniels. I might be a Jaden Daniels guy over Caleb Williams. I like Jaden Daniels a lot. I really like his game a lot.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Man, you know what CJ did for a lot of people was, even though it's a small sample size, this, that, the other thing, like the history of being the second quarterback taken at the number two overall pick has not been a good one. CJ might embolden some people to be more like, oh, yeah, all right, you know, I'll give a damn. Yeah, Jaden Daniels at two. It makes sense.
Yeah. I like Jaden Daniels' game a lot. I'm not sold on Caleb Williams, man. Not to the extent that he's this no-brainer, like, going to be good, you know, going to be great. He should be the number one pick. Chicago would really be screwing up if they didn't take Caleb Williams. I mean, they would be under a lot of scrutiny because of the narratives. But I think there's a lot of question marks with Caleb Williams, especially in Chicago. Like, to me, any quarterback in Chicago, given the weather and given the history there at the quarterback position, is paddling upstream a little bit.
There's some things about him where it's, you know, Pat Mahomes had legitimate concerns about, okay, when he goes out of structure or when he freelances, when he's aggressive, is he just a little too reckless with it? And that was a fair and legitimate concern. I don't know. Maybe if Pat Mahomes had gone to a different coach, like, that wouldn't have necessarily been drilled out of him. But I think Caleb Williams is, I don't know. He's more fun to watch run, but Pat Mahomes is pretty devastating with his legs without being that athletic. But Caleb Williams
can make you running
look,
style.
Yeah. But Caleb Williams can make you look just flat out stupid
for
when
sure.
he's running.
Yeah.
But he gets loose with the football. You know, like when he's creating out of structure, he can be somewhat careless. And that's one of the things that might do him in if he doesn't get that under control. So it's not like it's just as it wasn't with Pat Mahomes. It's easy to look back now and say, oh, yeah, it was obvious that Pat Mahomes was going to be the guy. There were legitimate concerns about him. I think likewise you have some legitimate concerns about Caleb Williams. It's just this is the time of year when I think people love to just start to write things in stone and say generational, like it's no big deal and all of that. Just like Trevor Lawrence was a generational prospect for 3 years. When in reality, like you go back and you watch some of the evaluators or some of the people like Kurt Warner, who's not like a big time evaluator or something, we're looking at it and saying like, well, I really? Mm-hmm. Okay, I guess if that's what you're saying. All right.
Yep. The thing I always say about these quarterbacks, Seth, they get drafted really high. Because typically they come from teams that achieved a lot of successes. How are they going to handle losing? How are they going to handle losing more games in September than they lost the last 2 years at Alabama or Ohio State or USC or whatever it is they went? We actually have answers about that on Caleb Williams. I don't know that he handled losing all that great this year when he was, you know, getting. I poke fun at the crying on his mom's shoulder thing or whatever. Yeah. But he also skipped the press conference because he didn't want to face the media after that. You know, like that, just stuff like that. Like, dude, the Chicago media ain't soft, especially when it comes to football of all the sports. You know, like I have questions about that. I'm not saying he's going to be a bust. I'm just saying I don't think he's the cash money lock to be good that everybody thinks he is.
I think when it comes to, you know, like our listener was saying, you know, you can find out who the alpha is or what have you. The thing about guys who have started a lot of games in college is they've had plenty of opportunities to show whether or not they're the alpha. And it's a lot tougher when you're losing, but I think they probably like that Caleb Williams has been through that adversity. When it comes to skipping the press conferences, I know that seems like, and you want to, like, your knee-jerk reaction, I think, for most people is like, yeah, screw the media anyway. And I get that. I totally understand that. But when teams look at it and they realize that, like, no, in the NFL, whether you think it's right or not, the quarterback has to go to the podium. Like, after the game and then at least once a week, the quarterback's going to be there representing his team. And they'd like to – they wish – much more so than seeing how he interacts with three other quarterbacks in a room. They'd like to see how he handles those responsibilities after losses yes. and in tough moments. And there's some things that he hasn't handled the way that he'll have to handle in the NFL. And I think that gives some people pause.
That gives me pause for sure. I'll give Bryce Young a lot of, you know, I won't give him much credit for how he played this year, but I watched a lot of his press conferences after games because I'm generally, yeah. I'm curious to see how the Bryce Young, CJ Stroud thing eventually plays out. I thought he handled the losing really well. I know that's faint praise. You know, you're losing. But I'll give Bryce Young credit. Like, he never pointed fingers. He never skipped out. He never got truculent with the media or anything like that. I don't know how Caleb Williams is going to do with that in Chicago.
Tepper had promised him a slushie if he was good at press conferences.
Slurpee. Yeah. Cherry Coke Slurpee, the best. All right. The perception about Stephon Diggs being a diva. Nick Caserio was asked about that yesterday. We will have Caserio, and he was also asked about what they did with Stephon Diggs' contract as well. The Diggs stuff was very interesting yesterday with the Texans GM, and we'll get to that coming up next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.